Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, I know you in a leadership position where you are at the top of the school system. You wouldn't have gotten to where you are if it wasn't for the help and the support of people along the way, your peers in particular, right, that you've taught with and partnered along with in the classroom and in administration. And it's the recognition of those that help propel you as a leader to a bigger and better place. Today you have Coach Johnny Safford in with us, who is the secondary teacher of the year for the school system. And it's been because of his peers that have put him in this position. And we were talking just a little bit ago that, you know, he's kind of surpassed some people who have been here for a long time. His impression and his impact have been so immense. So talk to us about Coach Safford and what this process has been about and how we go about doing this. And then we'll talk to Coach Safford about his backstory.
So just to give you a little background, each of our schools nominates a Teacher of the Year every year. And as you said, these are nominated by your peers. Mm-hmm. And so for Indian Valley, that nominee was Miss Nuago. For Pinecrest, it was Miss Clifton. For Nichols Lawson, it was Miss Fowler. And then for the high school, it was Coach Safford.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
And so from there, one, how neat it is that your peers recognize the impact that you're having on your building.
Yeah.
That speaks volumes when your peers recognize that. But then from there, our district then votes on the two that will move on to the next level to represent us. We can only send one elementary and one secondary.
And this is to the state level?
Yes.
Okay.
And so they then work on their application to submit to the State Department for that next level.
And are all schools doing this? Is this a statewide?
Yes.
This is a statewide effort, okay?
Yes, statewide effort.
Yeah.
And so from the district, he was recognized as secondary.
That's awesome.
And so, you know, like I said, you know, for him to only have been with us for a short period of time and not only his school seeing the impact he's making, but the district to be recognizing that as well speaks volumes of his character.
Absolutely. And I know you're super thrilled with everybody.
Yes.
And so, but, you know, just knowing the type of character that Coach Safford has, I know will help propel him to the next level. Coach, welcome in.
Appreciate it.
Glad you're
Thank
here.
You for having me.
Don't be shy.
Yeah.
Don't be shy. Tell us all about yourself. I know he's kind of quiet. I know he's not quiet on the field, of course, because he's a defensive coordinator.
Well, and there is a story.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a story to Coach Safford being here.
Yeah.
Not long after we hired Coach Smelly, Coach Smelly came to me and said, "Look, there's a teacher that I really want you to meet. I'd love for him to be part of our staff. Can he just come in and talk to you?"
Okay.
And so that was Coach Safford.
Yeah.
And so he came over. He was employed somewhere else, which we won't speak of.
Okay.
And so he came over after school and sat down and chatted with me for a little bit. And after that conversation, I went back to Coach Smelly and said, "We will do whatever we need to do. We will have a position for him."
That's awesome. That's great.
It was just obvious from that conversation, his passion for education, his commitment to education, and I could see already the difference that he would make in the lives of our students just from that conversation.
That's incredible. How does that make you feel to know that the superintendent feels this way about you?
Yeah, I mean, it really is an honor. For me, I try to focus on the day, you know, and just trying to do a good job every day, but stuff like this gives you kind of this bigger picture of you get to step back and just kind of reflect and think about moments like that where, you know, for me it was also a decision. I was trying to say, you know, I have three little kids, and we wanted them to be in the best school setting possible in the area and whatnot, and meeting with her answered a lot of the questions about the direction of the school and just gave me a good feeling that this is, you know, the motto is we're a family, and it really felt that way. And I wanted to bring my family into that family, you know, and make it all one big happy family. So
it sounds like you've accomplished that, and it sounds like you are looking forward to bigger and better things. Tell us about your background before you got into education, and kind of how you got here.
A little bit, I would say, not traditional school for me. was not really my thing, to be honest with you. I was the more active kid that didn't really enjoy sitting there too much. And I actually went into heating and cooling out of high school, did that for several years, and just kind of really had this, it did not, at the end of the day, make me, it did not give me any sense of like accomplishment at the end of the day, and just was very unfulfilled, I guess, if that's a word, in my daily life. And then I just kind of combined interest. I knew I enjoyed helping kids. I knew I enjoyed athletics. And the only subject that I could probably learn would be history. So I just put all of those together. And it kind of, you know, it worked out really well. I never would have planned it that way, but it's one of those things, looking back, doing the heating and cooling. Me and my wife, we renovated and flipped houses and did a bunch of other things that paired well with education. So it's really kind of, when I think back, I don't know that I would have ever put it together the way that it worked out, but there definitely was, you know, there was a plan to the, a method to the madness or whatever that got me here. And I really, I feel like I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing every day. So that's a really fulfilling thing now.
What drives you?
I would say it's the little things, like getting invited to a kid's wedding and stuff like that. It's these moments that you don't have any idea what it's going to be, but it's usually much later on, and it's a relationship that you develop with kids that then has some sort of fulfillment down the road. It's the same as investments. You know, you don't know what your return on investment is going to be at the moment at any given time, but it always, there's, you know, it plays out in exponential factors down the road. And so just trying to keep a mindset that you never know what a kid's going through. You never know how you can help that kid, but just being there for them and trying to let them know that you're always there. And then how that develops down the road is really out of your control. You just know that they know you're there for them, you know.
What's the most gratifying thing you look forward to every day?
For me, you know, when COVID hit, we lost the ability to really be with students as much, you know. And it's, so to me, it's very simple. It's just having kids that come in for 45 minutes every day, and they are with you. You sit with them and you talk one-on-one and in settings, and helping them figure out what they want to do in their life. That's really kind of the you know, I feel like that is the goal of education, is helping a kid get from where they're at now to where they want to be, you know. So
that's I know you said it's the little things, you know, not knowing the impact, the words, the actions that you have on somebody in those moments can yield dividends down the road.
I have to say, I know the impact he's had on the students.
Yeah.
We asked him to teach the honors history classes, and that led into him teaching the advanced placement history classes as well. And when the students were not sure about who was going to be teaching them for the AP courses, I received numerous emails from students begging me to please let it be Coach Safford.
How does that make you feel?
Yeah,
they started a little campaign.
One of the things we cover in U.S. history is
that's amazing.
Yeah, the power of the people in the labor unions and so forth. And sometimes they can take that very literal.
Yeah, I was going to say, together. It sounds like you're doing a really good job in the classroom.
Yeah, they understand labor strikes and all that sort of thing, and how, you know, getting mass signatures or whatever. And so then they use that to their advantage, which you know, lets me know they learn. Yeah, you know, the content.
They're putting it to work.
That's
the
right.
Decision had already been made, but sure. I let them run with it a little bit. Right.
Made them think it was their idea.
Yes.
That's right.
I love that. That's amazing. You exude, you know, a confidence and just a quiet demeanor of leadership. And I think that, you know, a lot of times, you know, being a leader in industry in general, whatever industry that is, you know, sometimes that's leading by example. And so. Right. Everything that I've, you know, ever heard from you has been, or about you has always been, you know, top notch. And as we kind of put a bow on this, what do you want to say, or how do you feel about your peers who have identified these traits in you to feel like you are deserving of this honor?
Well, once again, very, very humbled, really, that a lot of these guys that are, you know, right across the hall from me. They've been doing this for a very long time. And to have somebody that's kind of the old person that's done it a while, and then for them to say, give you a thumbs up, means a lot to me. Because you want approval from other people that you work with. You're always seeking that. I think every human is, but it definitely humbles you. And also I think it kind of gives me a little bit more energy to, because you get the pat on the back, and then you want to work harder and continue doing what you're doing and that sort of thing. So,
well, congratulations on the honor, and looking forward to the next level of you going to the state competition, if you will, and being recognized there. And super excited about that. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, we're just proud he made the decision to be a Silicaga Aggie.
I would say so.
And we're happy to be here, so it works good.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, I know you've got to get back to work and make sure that everything runs smoothly. This cold weather has been something.
It has.
And I know that you have been very mindful of, kids just being outside waiting for the bus.
Yes.
When you factor those things in, it's not... from the perspective for parents and just the stakeholders in the community, it's not just canceling just because there's no snow,
right,
or because there's no there's no what seems like, if you looked outside, an imminent threat. But it's those types of things you have to factor in and consider.
Yes,
so.
And we have several that walk as well, and
yeah,
making sure that they're warm and bundled up, and all those factors. Yeah. Go into play.
Sure thing, sure thing. Thank you for having the best interest of the kids at heart.
Yes.
Always. Well, we appreciate it. That does it for this week's Midweek Minute with the Superintendent. You can check out more online. And if you want to get in touch with Dr. Eller, you can always visit scsboe.org. Thanks so much.
Yes,
appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for having me.